Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. I'm here today with my personal astrologer and one of my favorite people on the planet, Deborah Norton. And she is back to talk about the fall equinox astrology and what to kind of expect over the next couple months. So welcome back, Deborah. She comes like quarter. You guys, you come quarterly this year and kind of give us an update and keep us, you know, in the know about what's going on in the sky. So, so how's the chart looking this time?
Well, so there's really only two big events to look forward to this quarter, which is another Mercury retrograde in the final air sign. And I started talking about that at the very beginning of the year. And then the eclipses in November. So that's the big stuff, other than just the planets continuing to do their dance. And there's a few things happening that I think are kind of interesting and reflect on my own life and my own experience, because that's, as like an empath person, I really get most of my astrology insight through how I'm feeling, because I stay in touch with the world. I'm very newsy, and I'm also very pop culture-y, and I'm very interested also in the goings on of everyday people. So I do a lot of reading every day about what's going on in the world from the top highest level to the lowest level, to try to get a sense of like, how is the astrology moving and affecting people on a global scale? And that's how I come to my own truths about astrology. And then I'm obviously looking at the influences of the planets and how that's interacting. And so what I've been feeling, the last time we spoke was all joy and optimism for a beautiful summer. Woo, we're free. Let's all go outside. Let's all be together. Let's have a blast. Like, it's hot girl summer. And wah, wah.
Yes. I feel like we got maybe a couple weeks of that.
Me too. I mean, I certainly made the most of it. Like, I was out in my kayak and I was having a blast. But things started to just take a turn when, of course, we find out that the virus Delta variant is still going crazy. And here we all go back into a more lockdown experience. And this is different than the first time, because we're all frustrated as hell. Most of us anyway, that are, believers of science and
people. I'm not trying to be
offensive to anyone, but I'm talking for myself and my community, which is all people who have the vaccination and are following the directions of science. So we've got, what we're starting to see here is the shadow come out. The shadows are creeping ever more closely into our line of sight. And what I mean by that is what we're going through this year with Pluto. And I am very obsessed with Pluto. Pluto is obsession. So there you go. But Pluto is still working us. And we had the big Saturn conjunction with Pluto when COVID hit. And that was COVID hitting, along with Uranus moving into Taurus. That's what I believe. And so then now we've been going through it. And where we're still heading with Pluto, though, that I think a lot of people don't think about is it's coming upon its return for the United States. Now, I'm not going to get too far into that, because I'm going to talk about that a lot more, I think, probably next time. But what is happening this year is Pluto's retrograding. And so it's really like this digging up of the darkness, digging deeper to see what's beneath the lowest thing you can perceive. Like, it's, and we're seeing that in our own behaviors, and especially on a global scale, people who are in the dark and are not heeding, logic right now, are getting bolder and getting more angry. I mean, there was a high school, I think principal woman in Arizona or Texas. And these angry dads came and stormed into her office because of her mask mandate. And this is a woman, a female principal, and here they come in and they had zip ties.
Oh, I saw this on the news.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people heard about it.
Yes.
And so that's where we're getting with this, like to an angry mob mentality. So the thing that's happening, and we saw it all through the Trump years, is the darkness is starting to get bolder because it's feeling that it has a place in our collective consciousness for it. And so it's just finding more grip. And then once those numbers start to coalesce, then it becomes a mass consciousness. And that's what this mass delusion is. It's become like a real different set of rules for how the universe works. And we've had this splitting. I don't know if you've noticed, but this splitting in the spiritual community even.
Yes.
If I walk the line on the woo-woo and then the cuckoo woo-woo. I love the cuckoo woo-woo. I do. I love it. That's like a song. I don't buy into it, but I want to see what's going on in the cuckoo woo-woo world. And so I've always had a little bit of a play over there. Like I read and I'm not real involved, but I read about what's going on. And I'm always up on the latest conspiracies because I want to understand like what is gripping people with this stuff. And there's this sense that everybody has the idea that they need to pull back some curtain and expose. Like it's just this deep-seated need that the collective is feeling. I know I am so hardcore that all I've done in the last week is beyond working is watch like ghost hunter type video stuff. Like I'm obsessed with the need to know, God damn it, is it true or is it not? Are there ghosts or not? Like, tell me now, I'm just tired of this. Like,
oh, we even see that with all the UFO stuff that's coming out too, you know, like, are there aliens or
we're
not?
We're all just kind of fucking fed up, like tired of being teased by all this. Just, I want to know, is there a world outside of this reality or not? I don't know. I'm kind of, I'm admittedly a little nuts. But I'm kind of obsessed with this right now to the point where I can't hardly think about anything else. But like, when are we going to find out what's real and what isn't real?
Well, I don't think you're the only one that's obsessed right now. Like you're talking about Deb.
Does that all resonate with you, Renee? Because I'm.
I'm a weirdo. So I am not feeling this, but I am seeing it. I am seeing it in the cuckoo woo woo and the QAnon stuff.
Yes.
You know, even today as we're recording, this is when they were having the second Trump rally, I'm going to call it, in
That's
D.C.
Right.
Yes.
And I caught up on it. What's going on?
Well, this is kind of interesting. And I know we're a little bit off track here with astrology.
No, but this is where we're at right now.
Like, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
But there was a rumor that on the QAnon community that the whole purpose of having this gathering was so that the government could round the people up that showed up. And then, you know, put them in camps or whatever.
I just saw a visualization of a net dropping over it. You know what I mean? Like a cartoon, a net drops over everyone and scoops them up and they get disappeared forever.
Yeah. Anyway, not that many people showed up.
Okay.
So, which was, in the big picture, that's great.
Yeah.
But once again, this obsession, like you called it, of thinking other things are happening or what is really happening. So it's curious to see that's, in the stars too.
Pluto like grinding on us all, like uncover the truth. What's the truth? Like, and so I think as we're moving into the dark time, of course, that's going to intensify. Because like we had something of a summer, but mostly it was dampened by the virus. So people, and I'm talking like we have to think about like the collective consciousness, like what's dominating it. You know, that's how I look at astrology because it's big. It's big out there. It's high up there. It's gone. It's far away. Like it has to affect us like on a collective level. And then each of us independently does whatever we're going to do with that energy. Now, some people are masters of like spinning it up like you. You are an eternal optimist to your core. You will always spin anything up. That's your magic. And it is probably the most vital force needed on the planet right now. Let's face it. I'm not like that. I go, ooh, this way, that way. And I kind of find myself in the mix of it all, probably because I'm a highly sensitive person in the sense of I feel all this stuff. And so what I've been feeling lately, and I don't know if this will resonate with people, but I think it might, is the sense that we, like personally, I'm like, I could be done. Like I've had it all, you know, I've had a lot of good experiences. I had kids, I have gone all over the world and I've had interesting jobs. And like, I'm just like, I'm feeling like, where's the chicken exit? Now, I'm not talking about suicide. I'm not depressed. So I want to put that right up front. No, it's a feeling of just like existing for the sake of existing and not really knowing why, and really just being kind of sick of it.
That's interesting you say that, because I flew back, you know, from visiting Tyson, Mexico City last night. And because of the storm, there was a lot of turbulence as we were landing.
I had a moment where
this is it, you know, and thinking and being like, man, what a wonderful life. And I'm ending with this great vacation where I got to spend it with my son. And, you know, what a way to go out.
Well, I'll tell you, I get it. Cause the other day I had to go back for like a second ultrasound on my breast because I had my first mammogram. So I had a moment like that this week, but fortunately it was a kind of a wake up call for me because I'd already been in that other vibe for a while. And for me, this managed to turn it around and get my attention, and it turned out to be nothing. And I was like, okay, whew, jolted back to reality. Like I need to get off that downward spiral. I was definitely on it. And fortunately I haven't destroyed anything in my life. Like I'm good at managing the dark, night of the soul. Like I've had so many of them that I can kind of feel it coming. And it's just, like they say, the only way out is through, right? Yep. So just boldly go through this phase, and this thing this week kind of woke me up. And then it made me start thinking like, am I alone? I mean, or is anybody else feeling like this? So I started Googling and I found an article that said the number one emotion of 2021 is languishing.
Yes. That's a great word to describe it.
Right?
Yes.
So it's actually a word they use in psychiatry and psychology. It's a real word that they use as opposed to flourishing. And that's what all psychologists and psychiatrists are looking for in their patients is we want to see you flourish. And that's the word they use. So the opposite of that, of course, is languishing. And the more I read about it, there's some really great articles out there on it. And I was like, oh my God, I am totally in the net with everybody else. I'm caught up in this net. And now I just barely am starting to get my balance back. And
interesting, this is happening collectively,
yes,
right as we are, like you're calling it, going into the dark season.
Yes,
you know, when the days are getting darker and staying darker longer. Yeah.
The dying time. This is what pagan folks call the dying time. And I think it's beautiful. It's not scary to me. The dying time, everything you look at around you out your window is going to die in the next few months, except for the things that, you know, that are unique, but the tree, you know, most of the trees and the flora and the fauna is going to fade away for winter. If you live kind of where we live in north, and then, you know, we're coming up on Samhain, the pagan new year, which is Halloween, which is all about honoring the dead, honoring ancestors and all of that. So like, this is a time that we kind of close in and we're supposed to be feeling this way. So right. I'm just curious how many other people may have started feeling that a lot sooner, you know,
than usual.
And all I can think of is that we didn't quite get the collective punch up of the summer that we wanted, that we deserved, that we were expecting. And so we're going to have to be careful with each other in the next quarter of the year, because we're all we're tired. We're a little beat down. We're disappointed. We might start to see weird things happening. I don't know, I can't help it, but there's just these mysterious things happening with people, like the disappearance of this young girl, Gabby, In Utah. And then this family found the dog, the baby, the parents dead with no signs of trauma. Like, I don't know if you've been reading about any of these stories, but these weird things are happening. And I'm not trying to scare anyone or anything. I'm just saying the curtain is kind of pulling back more and more and more. And we're going to start to see people start to lose it a little bit. And so basically this is my way of saying, like, watch out for each other.
Yeah. That's a really great way to put it. You watch out for
really for my each point. Other.
Yeah.
Like, mental health is failing in this country. I've seen that impact in my own family. I've seen people fall apart one after the other. And we should have been done with this bullshit by now. And here we go into another school year and people
and
are starting
and another flu season coming up.
Unsettled. Yes. Yep. So I hate that this is so dark. I know it's not your thing at all, but that's why I told you before we started today, I'm going to be a little messy today and I just can't help it. I thought about rescheduling and I'm like, I'm just going to come to you with the truth of what I am feeling right now.
Well, and you know me. So here I love that we have two opposite views, but different ways of looking at things.
Parallel.
Yes, parallel. Because after every death and after all of that grieving, and I've seen a lot of people's pets pass recently too.
I know, and I'm still very sorry about your baby.
Oh, thank you. But after all of that, always comes rebirth.
And so
even in the depths of it, when you're just like, oh my God, this fucking day, this fucking month, this fucking season, is it ever going to end? Is COVID ever going to end? It will. And there's always good stuff that comes out of that. So
absolutely. That's the thing. That's the prom. That's a promise.
Just yes.
Day turns into night, night turns into day. I mean, the promise is that we are always moving. In fact, you know, every atom that you look at around you is moving. Nothing you actually see as matter and solid is actually solid.
It's
atoms that are moving. Mm-hmm. And so we're constantly moving and changing and shedding and regrowing and all of that's the regenerating and all of it. And just as the seasons of the earth. So yeah, that's all it is.
And many of us have not experienced tough times like this in our life before. Let's be real. We're pretty abundant people here for the majority living in our country.
Yeah.
And so this is giving us an opportunity also to like, look at our stuff, you know, check out our, is this really what we want to be doing with our life? Is this really the type of person that we want to be? Is this how we want to spend our time?
Yes.
All of that.
I think I can't help but feel that the pandemic has been this moment for everyone to find that truth for themselves.
Yep.
But now they're saying that, you know, there's a bunch of food service workers that are just like, nope, I'm done. I'm not going to work for you anymore. And now there's this big shortage because they're trying, you know, that's going to send a message. Let's hope the right message up the top that it's like, treat people better, pay them a living wage. Like, you know, people are starting to feel more loose and less chained to the machinations of the country working. We're all working. But now a pandemic like unchained everybody for a moment. And now people are like, well, it's like waking up from a dream. Like, is that what a life I really want to go back to?
Yep.
It's incredible that I can't even like fathom what that's going to really look like for all of us in 5 years, even.
Like, yep.
We're going to be different. The world's going to be different. And it's kind of exciting to me. Like, that's where I get optimistic is like, out of this mess, because we're in this moment of chaos. Well, we all know, at least, well, maybe we don't all know, but I know that when you think about chaos on scientific levels, that it is what precedes amazing growth and rebirth. I mean, that is sort of the premise of the Big Bang even. So is that there was chaotic energy. And then, and here we have a brand new thing, a brand new way, a brand new world.
And no coincidence that this is happening for our country as we're having this Pluto return.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That all of this stuff.
Collectively, just having Pluto in Capricorn. So even outside the US, the fact that Pluto is at the end, like almost to the end of Capricorn, and it, as it ends in Capricorn, it hits the Pluto of the United States chart. That is, I believe, opposite the sun of the United States chart in Cancer, but I don't quote me on that. That's why I want to do more research before next time. That's a big topic. But anyway, so let's bring it back to the here and now. And we'll talk about like what energy is going to be exposed to everybody and what you might be able to do with it. You know, because I like to look at these planets and these transits and say, okay, here's this vibe. It's being broadcast. Take it, run with it, use it. So the first one that we all know and love is the Mercury retrograde, which is, I take that back. Equinox comes first. Equinox is on the 23rd of September. And it's again in, oh no, those are the eclipses, my bad. Okay, yeah. So equinox, we all know what equinox is. It's that half point where the night and the day are the same length. And of course we know that as fall and autumn, and we all know what that looks and feels like. And I don't know about you, but I absolutely love it. I can't get enough pumpkin everything. I'm totally that basic bitch.
Join the club, Deb.
I'm saying, I do love it. And I'm enjoying it. I actually started it a little early this year because the leaves around me are turning, and I take that. I'm like, nature is telling me it's time. Like I went to the store and got like pumpkin everything that day. And even though it was early, but we're almost there, and on the 23rd, it'll officially be fall. So it's time to, you know, close up the house and, you know, put away the garden and get ready, for whatever that means to everyone. Always it's a good night to do energy work. Of course, any kind of major, transit like that, then it's time to do your woo woo. So I hope you can all take a moment to do whatever that looks like. It could just even being a moment of thought of, you know, taking in where we are. Honestly, it's a good moment to just like recenter yourself and present yourself into the here and now. We are now, the clock has struck. We are in a different time of year. It's that I am here right now. What is in my life right now? Take your thoughts out of the future, your thoughts out of the past, and be present and be grateful. Number one.
Yes.
Be fucking grateful that you're sitting there.
Yes.
And that you have what you have, whatever it may be. It's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, that really changes your brain chemistry, as you well know. And I read recently, and maybe you've all heard this before, but that anxiety is being stuck in the future.
Yeah.
And depression is being stuck in the past. And the only answer is to sit in the present. That really works for me as a very anxious, depressed person throughout my life. Like, and I can tell you that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, so these quarters are a good time to be present and grateful. And then look to, you know, the turning season and enjoy it and get wrapped up in it and get your pumpkin spice and put your ghosts on your porch and, you know, start buying candy and all the fun things that come with it. Like, enjoy it. That, to me, that's the best part of these collective rituals that we have around holidays, is just being a part of tradition and a part of fun. And it really does connect us in our various ways. So that is nothing but to look forward to, I think. So then after that, though, then we have the Mercury retrograde in Libra. So this is the third retrograde of the year, which has been so awesome in the sense that it's just so symmetrical, that we had all three in the air signs this year.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's why I've been saying all year, it's the year of air. Not only that, but because Saturn and Uranus are living in Aquarius all year. And those are two really, Saturn and Jupiter, my bad. Uranus is in Taurus. So Saturn and Jupiter, which are the two interpersonal planets that affect us, they affect us a lot on a personal level. Jupiter being what's possible and Saturn being what's real. That's a very different energy. And they're the same place. saying. So maybe that's why I'm like, it's real. It's not. It's real. It's not. Like, I'm, you know, yeah. I'm also having heavy Saturn transits this year. So I'm real stuck in the real this year. And I have to admit that clouds everything I do and say. But I'm reaching for Jupiter, like, please, I need your hope. I need your I personally speaking need a little more hope. I need to like spin myself around a little bit, and I'm going to try to use this Mercury retrograde for that.
That's a great suggestion.
Yeah, that is a real opportunity, because that's what Leo Mercury retrograde really is. It really is mind over matter in many ways. We're not talking about feelings with Mercury. So this isn't about all my feelings, which I have a lot of, and that's harder for me to be like, fuck your feelings. This is about what you can do with your brain.
Yeah. What a perfect time exactly to shift things back around.
Yes, I'm going to invite that. Everyone who might be feeling in the dark to do this Mercury retrograde, and the retrograde's in Libra, and Libra is such a lovely, lovely energy. It really is. It's just lovely. Libra energy is about sharing and it's about beauty and art and lovely things. And things, symmetry, you know, it rules design. It rules all the artistic expressions. And it also has a vested interest in balancing energy. That's what it does. So Libra people, bless your hearts. You're working hard all the time. Wherever you go, if you've got a lot of Libra, you're always just trying to be like, and you don't even know you're doing it, but you're trying to balance any room you walk into. And it's a blessed are the peacemakers, what I have to say. So this Mercury retrograde, it's like, let's find peace within us. Let's be peacemaking with ourselves, because Mercury retrograde turns the energy inward. So all of that outward expression goes in where we need it right now. That's why we have Mercury retrogrades 3 times or so a year, because we need to go in and we need to think about the world that we live in up here. We all live in a whole different world up here. Like, here's the real world going through, but man, what's going on up here is unique to you.
Yeah. And a lot of people, that's where they live, is up in their mind and up in the up there.
Especially lately when we can't do anything or go anywhere.
True. Yeah.
So when
is this Mercury retrograde? Is it happening in October?
No, it starts September 26th, 27th.
Okay, so it's coming up soon.
Yep, soon, and it goes through October 18th. So it'll be done before Halloween.
Okay, interesting that we're having that so close to the equinox also.
Yeah.
You know, both of them, you know, getting us back in balance and looking at ourselves. Yes.
It really is. Like, I know for myself, I'm off balance. Like, and you're not going to look at my life. I mean, my job is going great. Everybody's good in my family. I have a beautiful life, but I up here, it's
internally,
not balanced. It's not in peace. Not granted, living with a peaceful mindset in 24/7 is impossible, and it's not the point. It's not why we're here. Like, so get off. If you're trying to do that, like, go be a monk, go live in a cave. But if you're in the real world and you're bouncing off everything in the real world, which is what we all signed up for, I think most of us, you know, it can wallop us a little. And this whole languishing thing has really set me back personally this year. So I'm trying to just find a little bit of a reason to keep going. And that sounds kind of desperate, but really it is. Like, again, I'm not depressed, but I'm saying I want to keep churning up new in my life, and kind of right now it's all flat. It's all what I've always done. And a lot of the lovely things that I've done in my life with art and creativity are just flat. So like, I'm way out of balance. I'm real, real left brain right now, real left brain.
So the good news of, you know, me always again going to the good news and the optimism is that we have this Mercury retrograde and this equinox coming up in the next week. And then that energy. Like,
I want to spin you back around, Jeff. I saw that. I saw that in your face. You're like, I'm going to have to wrestle with her. Thank you. You're right. Let me get off that. Let me get off. I'm all self-focused too. Let me get off myself. Right. Yes, it is that time to just reassess. what's going on in your mind and try to put things right. Try to make it balanced, and try to make some decisions about things that you might need to change or things that you might need to just look at differently or think about differently, especially relationships. I think that that relationships are also languishing in general, because a lot of us have been cooped up with each other. A lot of people working from home that didn't used to, and it's like, wow, I love you, but gosh, you know, like it just can be that way. So it's a time to also just make that Libra energy help balance out. You know, we're all in this together. We're all doing the best we can. We're all trying. So try not to get caught up in the little, you know, irritations of your partner. And remember that we're just got the only, like, again, the only way out is through. We just got to keep going. And hopefully next year it will look totally different. And I think it will. I think we'll be done by the end of next year, but I'm afraid to make predictions though, because, but there's nothing wrong with being in hope and optimism that next year will look different. And so that's where I'm going to choose to try to journey to in this retrograde. And I invite everyone along that journey. And Renee, you're standing at the positive side going, come to me.
Come to me. The light. Come like into an the light.
I'm crying. So thank God for you and people like you who are able to hold that vibration. It really is a magical superpower. In case I haven't told you that, like, I truly look upon you with awe that you hold that vibration. That is hard. That's really hard. It was easier when I worked with you every day and I got to be around you, but man, you really are a magical being. And I look at you with fresh eyes right now, just because of my own struggle. And you know, my husband is a lot like you, and he's been doing a lot of work on futuring positive outcomes. Like, this is, he's kind of flipped a page for himself, and he's become completely obsessed with imagining a better future for the planet. And this is stuff, I don't know if you know about it, but I'll tell you later.
I do. Yeah.
So there's a whole movement of people that are really working hard to imagine a better place for all of us to live. And they're putting quite a lot of energy into it. And that, like, I'm trying to catch that beam.
and that work that people are doing, that is how we manifest that positive future. So
you have to imagine it first.
You do. You have to
create it first within our own creative resources, which means writers and artists and people who have something to say. It's not a tangible thing, but it's like the ideas of it
the
all.
Ideas. Yes, exactly.
That's the Aquarian age right there.
Yes.
New ideas, fresh ideas that are going to change things for the better. Like, that's Aquarius.
Yes, that's good.
Aquarius. And I feel like, we need to just get there. We need to all start focusing on.
Hurry up already, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is a journey. And so anyway, that's the Mercury retrograde. And then following that in, November 19th and December 4th, then we have the eclipses. And the eclipses are always like a spiritual compass moment where you can just kind of like get righted spiritually. And there's always one and then another, like solar than lunar or lunar than solar. I don't know if there's a rule around that, but it's something like that. So November 19th and December 4th. And that's the Gemini Sagittarius axis again, which is yours.
Which is mine. I know.
That. Yay. Another eclipse on this axis, which has been, I want to say maybe three of them. And what that does is that Sagittarius Gemini gets us moving and gets us thinking, because Gemini's thinking, Sagittarius is moving and venturing out and reimagining a better future. Sagittarius is eternally optimistic. Gemini is internally curious and inquisitive. And that axis is responsible for like keeping us like moving forward right now with these eclipses. It's like, okay, we need to like eke out most of it, the most that we can from it in this last round. Cause I think they shift after that. And so it really is about creative juices flowing and leaps of faith. That's the Sag side, is leap of faith, And then the Gemini side, you know, come up with a cool idea. So that's what I want to encourage in everyone, is that as hard as it might feel, it is time to like cling to that hope and faith in the future. We will get through this. It will be a difficult time we'll all look back on, but we'll be forever changed from. And I don't want to miss it. Like I'm like clawing my way to try not to miss this, because it's been hard. It's been a struggle.
Yeah. But what you said, that we have, you know, equinox that will help us, Mercury retrograde is going to help us, and the eclipses will help us.
Yes. They're all there for us.
They're all there for us. Yep.
And in the meantime, let's see, Saturn is still going to be in Aquarius for a while, another year. And we need, that's awesome. Saturn rules Aquarius. We need new ideas, folks. We need brilliant minds. We need brilliant minds.
As many as we can get. Exactly.
Save our planet. Yes. And we, so Saturn is right where we want him. And of course, where else would it be? And we're, that's a churning up of just new, fresh ideas and visions, a lot of visioning. And so that's going to stay there. We want it there. That's awesome. And then Jupiter is moving back towards Saturn right now, but will turn around eventually and head on into Pisces. And so they'll mix it up just a little bit more. I think there might be one more conjunction, but that's not till next time. And so it's all about newness. It's all about fresh, new. And yeah, it's all about UFOs. It really is. Like, it really is. Like, that first contact could come on that next conjunction.
Oh, like, my goodness.
But I love to just like, I mean, I'm ready, aren't you? Like, let's just hope they're friendly. But I really, really want that breakthrough. And I, you know, I watch a lot of videos. But yeah, if it's going to happen, this would be a good old time for that to happen.
Wouldn't it though?
Talk about new and strange.
I was just going to say, new ideas and new technology and stuff that we have never even been able to imagine before.
Yes. Woo!
I
mean,
I love it. I love it.
But well, yeah, I am in the future again. But for now, I don't know. I'm going to be working hard to get back into the light myself. And that just means into hope and into a more optimistic mindset for the world. And that's my work that I'm doing. But all of us, you know, everybody knows where you are. Take this retrograde, take these eclipses to really just center yourself, be loving to yourself, to those around you, and really, you know, dig a little for, even if you have to, don't give up on it.
I love it. As always, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. You can work directly with Deborah too, and schedule something on her website at deborahnorton.com. You have been my personal astrologer. Oh my gosh, I don't know, 6 years, time. 5 or 6, 7 years. I don't know, a long, long time, but I love you. Thank you again for sharing your info. And we will be back at the, you know, in December.
Yep. There'll be nothing is happening. So there you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.